President Biden came into office wanting to focus on the rising power of China, but Vladimir Putin has disrupted those plans. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez explains.
The idea was to get Russia off the top of the agenda. President Biden wanted to get some issues out of the way so he could devote more of his time and energy to countering China.
The United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia. We want a stable, predictable relationship.
There had been a series of cyber attacks linked to Russia, so Biden met with Putin in June to try to establish some guardrails.
I did what I came to do.
Biden said his Geneva summit set some basic rules of the road for Putin. But things haven't really worked out that way. Now, 6 months later, Putin appears to be testing the U.S. again with a military buildup around Ukraine. And that led to another high-stakes meeting.
We constantly misjudge and underestimate Russia.
That's Andrea Kendall Taylor, who advised the Biden team just before they took over the White House. She sees a big disconnect between where the administration wants to be and where they're actually spending their resources.
Russia has received an incredible focus among the administration at the highest levels, with two meetings already between President Biden and President Putin, along with additional phone calls. We've deployed our diplomats and our intelligence officers.
Other presidents have tried to shift to China. George W. Bush wanted to get tougher on Beijing. Barack Obama had what was known as the pivot to Asia, and Donald Trump fixated on his policy on China. But all three were pulled away by other big issues, including Afghanistan and Iraq.
The United States' invasion of Iraq in 2003 was a geopolitical gift to China.
Kishore Mahbubani watched all of this unfold as Singapore's ambassador to the United Nations. He sees an ongoing pattern where the U.S. gets distracted by tensions elsewhere as China builds itself into an economic and military superpower.
And if your main competitor is China, then don't provoke Russia. That's the obvious thing to do.
The Biden administration calls it a false choice. They say the president has to deal with both issues, and that he is. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made this point at a Wall Street Journal event this month, and he says they now have more capacity.
It's also true that in ending America's longest war and making sure that we're not sending a third generation of Americans back to fight and die in Afghanistan, that frees up a tremendous amount of resources and focus for other challenges.
Biden's team has tried to push ahead on China policy, convincing allies to counter its influence. Here's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan last week.
A year ago, the EU was finalizing a wide-ranging investment agreement with China and reticent to speak out on dangerous Chinese economic and human rights abuses. Today, that deal is on ice.
And Biden last month met virtually with China's leader Xi Jinping. They spent more than 3 hours talking through tensions. But since then, Russia's been demanding more attention.
It's a matter of the sort of fixed amount of presidential and senior official time being devoted to one issue or another.
Samuel Cherup was a top advisor in the Obama administration. He says there's no question that Moscow has kept Washington off balance. And he says this will only get worse if Russia invades Ukraine.
If there's a major war in Europe, China will no longer be the top priority for a long time.
That alone, he says, should be enough of an incentive to resolve the issues with Russia diplomatically. But that hasn't materialized yet. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.